last little while, the computer world lost somebody who was very much responsible for our ability to have computers in our own homes. And it wasn't Steve Jobs, as Steve, of course, gets a lot of credit for a lot of things. So does Bill Gates. So we lost somebody else just recently whose name may not be quite as familiar to you. Joining me right now to talk about it, Sid Bolton, who's the owner and curator of the Personal Computer Museum in Brantford. Hello, Sid. Welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Tell me about Jack, who passed away.
Well, no one's quite sure how to pronounce his last name, but I've always called him Jack Tramiel. And he passed away earlier this week, and really, the computer world has lost a great icon, and as you mentioned, it's somebody that not a lot of people know his name, because he sort of, in the last few years, he's kind of been quietly living out his life in retirement in California. But Jack was the guy who actually brought, and this is his expression, I can't take credit for it, but he wanted to bring computers to the masses, not the classes. And so he basically drove the price of the home computer from something that most people couldn't afford down to something that everyone could afford.
So, and in a lot of ways, if I remember, the Commodore 64 was the first time that you and I could actually have a computer in our house that had color.
Yeah, actually, the VIC-20 was the first color one under $300, which was pretty impressive at the time. And the 64, though, really sort of made the home computer industry take off. And then to this day, and this record still stands, and I don't think it'll ever be surpassed, it is still the single most sold individual computer model ever. Estimates put it at between 12 and 17 million units sold. Now, the reason why we're not quite sure how many is because, of course, people's memory, like the computers that we're talking about here, is a little faulty. And back in those days, they didn't keep the same kind of records that they do today. But a number of people have gone through, you know, serial numbers and all that kind of stuff, things that don't lie,
yeah.
And tried to figure out how many of these things sold. But there's no denying that for a single model of any computer, it is the number one selling computer of all time. And the computer that most visitors that come to the computer museum, for example, seem to remember, and they at least had one or they knew somebody that had one.
Well, and that's where we learned to play video games, unfortunately. Unfortunately, but I mean, as much as Jack wanted to bring the computers to people's homes to teach them things, most people in those days bought them to play games, right?
That is true, and actually I have noticed a few people, you know, giving him credit for his contribution to the video game business, which, you know, as you may know, has become larger than Hollywood in terms of sales. So because of the fact that he was able to get such a great computer out there to everyone at such a great price, that really changed the landscape, and it sort of made playing video games part of our everyday culture, and that's not insignificant today.
Do we know how old Jack Tramiel was?
He was 83 when he died. Yeah.
Wow. He must have been amazed as he watched the world unfold about him.
Yeah, you know, he has an interesting story himself. You know, he was a Holocaust survivor. He came to America in 1947, and he decided that he wanted to give back. Because he'd lived in, you know, he was in concentration camps, so, I mean, you know, lived a horrible life. His father was killed over there as part of the war, and so he came to America, and he decided to join the Army. And while he was there, he repaired typewriters and learned how to do that, and so afterwards, he decided he was going to open up a typewriter repair shop, and then he started importing typewriters. Interestingly enough, he found these typewriters in Czechoslovakia, and he couldn't bring them into America because of the import laws at the time. So he set up shop in Canada, set up shop in Toronto, and so Commodore Business Machines was born. And the name Commodore comes from the fact he wanted an army name. You know, he couldn't use Admiral, that was already used. He couldn't use General, there were so many generals like General Electric. So he settled on Commodore, and he brought these typewriters in through Canada and then into the States. And eventually he moved on to other business things like calculators and so on, and eventually ended up with computers.
Sid, they can find out more by visiting you
at pcmuseum.ca, and the museum's open this weekend. It's free admission, so drive down to Brantford and come see us.
Excellent. Thank you, Sid, so much.
Thank you.
Sid Bolton, the curator and owner of the Personal Computer Museum in Brantford. 610 CKTV time, 726.